So, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
The Summer's Eve products, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
Because
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code STEPHANIECLASSX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies, you're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
Let's get back to the show. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun.
Welcome back to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. I'm not sure if you can see me. This might not be bright enough, but
it might not be.
All you got to do is listen to me today. That's all.
Yeah.
So we figured today would be a good day. We've been asked so many times recently.
So many times.
During our lives for like stories and stuff. We can't really go into them.
Right.
We've gone into a few here on the podcast, but we're also in a different mindset here.
Mm-hmm.
So we figure we'll give you three of our best hookup stories today.
Yeah.
Before we go into that, let's go into a little bit of, you know, maintenance on the podcast and on life, you know?
Okay.
Because first off, you know, obviously the economy is picking back up. Thank you, everybody that is supporting us. It's nice to get paid for doing what we love to do. And if you are another creator or somebody that has a podcast and wants to come on, make sure y'all reach out to us. You know, if you promote us, we will promote you.
Right.
That's how this all works. And just remember, we are awkward as fuck. We're very clear that we're socially awkward. So don't expect us to make the first fucking move.
Right. We will sometimes. Yes.
We will. But like, if we've made a move and it didn't schedule or you dodged it or whatever, it's on you now.
Right.
We're not going to come back for you. So just hit us up. We're cool. Like, we're not going to be dicks about anything.
Right.
Just like, hit us up. What else do we have? So Fansly right now, fantastic place to be going. We are in a contest. I don't expect to get anywhere close to winning, but we'd like to put some heat on it.
Yeah. I mean, because this is one of the few sites that they have all the Virgin videos and
every single one of our videos is available on that site.
Right.
Like, all of our forms have been approved on there. It makes sense on that site.
Right.
So you'll get some of the best deals there. And there's different categories. Now there's $100 tier. I'm sorry, 120.
Yes. 120.
It's called our Virgin Connoisseur, but it includes 5 Virgin videos and those typically sell for $30 a piece.
Right.
So that's $150 worth of video for 120. But right now, if you go there, there's another discount too. So I think you'd see your first 5 Virgin videos, not to mention all the videos that Steph and I do for like $80.
Right.
For your first month. And we'll release 5 more rotate. Virgin videos every month. It'll just be in a rotation.
Right.
So typically, unless we get more, like right now we're at 21 Virgin videos.
Right.
Plus the gangbang and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like 4 to 5 month rotation, I think, to get through all
of
our stuff.
Does that include the 2-part 9, 2-part 16?
I believe it does.
Okay.
All right. So pretty good deal. If you're into that kind of thing, if you're just looking to like, hey, not sure if I want to like go and spend like $30 and keep it forever. But, you know, some people maybe, you know, can't watch the same thing over and over again. Some people find that one video and just have to watch that same thing over and over again.
Right.
I'm not sure how you do it, but I've got something for you regardless.
Right.
VirginitySnatchers.com will bring you to all of our links.
Yep.
Now, we also have a TikTok shop now.
Yeah.
Which is silly, but it's...
It's cool.
It's cool because we're able to focus on things that we really like, which is self-care stuff. Like, that's kind of the thing that we like to pamper each other, so to speak. Like, we're so, like, we would do, like, the peel-off masks. You know, we haven't done that since I'm bald.
I know.
Oh, wow. That'd be a whole new sensation.
It would be.
We might have to do that. Okay. Anyways, we used to do, like, the peel-off masks or, you know, the face mask things. The stupid ones where you look like an animal or whatever.
Well, or the ones where it's, like, not gel, but a drying one. And then you have to, like...
Or they'd have ones, like, on your ass cheeks or... Like,
feet or your hands.
Or we like different massage tools, right? Or like, our shower head that we have is, like, the coolest thing ever. So, like, we found these products and we decided those will be the ones that we promote. We're not just trying to, like,
jump in
and promote everything. We also have, like, cologne. On there.
Yeah.
Because if you want to smell like Jason Class, which you do, trust me, that's where you want to go.
Yeah. I mean, they have mine on there too, my perfumes. Yeah.
Most Wanted. It's a good one.
I don't
say that one often because it doesn't have a good name. So I've got 3 bottles that I use.
I don't think I've ever heard.
It's called Azaro Most Wanted.
Okay.
I use that one a ton.
Okay.
And then I have which I am a fan of because I've actually had friends' moms be like, oh my gosh, she smells like this.
You're like, what is it called? And you're like, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, your daughter thought that too.
You're like, I'm not going to call her the real name. Be like, I have no idea, you know.
And then I refused to tell her. She was like, what's it called? I was like, oh, I don't remember.
She goes, do you think...
I wasn't going to be like, bad boy.
No, but she was like, do you think the dad of our friend, she was like, do you think he'd like it? And we're like, I don't know. Maybe.
So that one obviously got some good reviews. And then I like Victor and Rolf's Spice Bomb.
Yep.
So those three are up there. I kind of rotate through them, but the most wanted one is probably the most versatile.
Okay.
I'm not really into scents like that, so maybe don't listen to me. I don't know, but I also am pretty sensitive to shit.
Right.
So typically not going to go for something that smells overly powerful, right, or, you know, anything like that. But you've liked all of them. I obviously also will not. Really, that's who you're, the ultimate test, right? Like, I'm not going to wear something that you're like, oh my God, that smells.
Right. I'd be like, oh, what's that one? You're like, oh, it's something new. I like it. Let's keep trying it.
Yeah. And there's, you know, the Azaro one. I know that if I'm trying to get like weird, I don't even know why the fuck I'm telling you this. But that's all right. I'll spray that one on that. Shoo.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
Well, I hope you don't start paying attention to me putting things on like that.
I don't know, man. I'll try not to.
Ruin the whole lure.
You never know.
Anyways. So make sure you go check that out. That's going to be the TikTok is Awkward Pillow Talk. Just go there, and we've got all those links, and we get paid commissions on that stuff that you go to. So it's just another way for us to continue making this awesome content.
Yeah.
We've got content going out everywhere. We've been into overdrive making content because I've got a surgery coming up here in 3 days.
Yep.
For an inguinal hernia that I've been nursing for like way too long.
Yep.
I had surgery on it like two years ago.
Yeah.
And the mesh that they use failed. And I've been wearing this fun, what do we call it?
The girdle.
My girdle. Compression belt, essentially, will hold my gut in, you know?
Hold everything together.
For as long as I could, and I've just, it's been a nightmare to get somebody to listen to me and schedule me an appointment to get this surgery for some reason. It's fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And it's been so painful, but I've still been able to film and stuff. It's just, it's one of those things where I can't go 100%.
Right, or for a very long time, all the time.
Right, which you're going to be in super trouble because I've still got great stamina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be doing those. We're going to be doing acrobatic here in about 4 to 6 weeks. So get ready.
Oh boy.
As long as I make it out, you know. Who knows? Geez. Maybe this is it. Maybe the inguinal surgery will be it. You make sure you capture this and put it on TikTok so you can at least go viral. Man predicts his own death
3 days prior.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It'll go.
I wouldn't even know how to find it on here.
We'll go through that later.
Okay.
You'll figure it out. You know all my passwords.
Ish.
You'd figure it out within reason.
You should just get me set up on the finger touch.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not already.
Not either.
You have my Apple legacy passcode with all of our important.
Do
paperwork.
I?
Yeah.
Oh.
I printed it off and put it in there so that if anything ever happened to me, you could still get in it. You just scan it.
Oh.
And it gives you access to all of my stuff.
Interesting.
Yes.
I don't even know where that is.
Yeah. Well.
Anyways.
You'll find it when you need it.
I guess so. Oh, boy.
All right. Well, let's stop getting so morbid. Why'd you get so morbid?
Ew.
My God. Anyways. So we want to talk about three of our favorite hookups and kind of our thought processes going into it, and during it, and after it. So this one might take us a minute to get through these. I promise you, they're probably going to be more explicit than, you know, they need to be. Whether you want that or not, that's up to you. But along with the descriptiveness, we're going to try to give you kind of our thought process behind them.
Yeah.
Where we were mentally, and, you know, where we, I guess, maybe what we would have done differently.
Okay.
So the first one I think we should start with is the Canadians.
Okay, so the most recent.
The most recent.
Okay.
So not the most recent hookup that we've had.
No, but the most recent of the three.
That we're telling. So this one, we were at Hito on our most recent trip, which was over a year ago at this point.
It's like a year and a half now.
But we were kind of like, we were in a weird mindset that trip.
Yes.
Because we were... somewhat successful content wise.
Right.
We'd already made the full jump to this is what we're doing for a job.
Right. But
when we got there, anxiety hit like a motherfucker and we got no work done.
Yeah.
At all.
Well, it was also our first vacation that we'd had since going to Mexico.
But there was so much, though. We'd had all these plans, because think of all the cameras and stuff that we brought, right?
Yeah, we brought so much stuff.
And we used almost none of it, because we just got so in our heads. Now, I think it didn't help the first night that we got there on that one. Our roommates, not roommates, but the people right next to us were partying out on the balcony.
Till 4 a.m.
So we got in late. And then we tried to go to bed at 11, I think. It wasn't super early, but it wasn't late.
Right.
And they were yelling and singing and screaming, which, don't get me wrong, y'all, it's Hito, but that wasn't on the nude side.
Right. We were all very.
No, it was right across from the spa.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
So I had a little deck area kind of out front. So we allowed two nights of that, essentially. After the first night, we were like, hey.
Well, we were like, okay, maybe it was just a one-off, and maybe we were just kind of cranky because it's travel day. And then the second night happened, and we were like, I can't do, I think we were there for almost an entire week, and we were like, we can't do an entire week of this. We don't know when they're leaving. They could be here the entire duration of our stay. And I was like, this is also a vacation for us.
Yeah, I was like, if I have to pay to upgrade to move because there was no other room that was, similar, I was like, I'll do that. But this is our first vacation. I have to have some peace and quiet. I know that we're here to party. Yes.
But
so they go, well, you can move to this one, but it's near the nude pool. So we're not going to get the peace and quiet. I'm like, look, here's the thing though. If I know that there's going to be a party, I can tune it out. Right. Because the nude pool, it's got the music going. It's got other stuff.
It's almost like kind of like drowns.
We've been there before. We've stayed near the nude pool.
Right.
It was nowhere near as bad as it was that one night.
Yeah.
Those two nights, really.
It was really bad.
So they gave us the best room I've ever had.
And I don't even think that would be considered the best room.
No, it's not. But it was a premium room. But us, it was
the
best room because we are absolute people watchers.
Right.
So we basically got the pool, the room right next to the nude pool.
Right.
So we could see everybody walking past. We had a hot tub. It was beautiful. And actually, gorgeous. If you're listening to this and you're at Hito, we've got a rock that's supposed to be right next to that room. This has the class mom on it.
Right. Or if you're going.
My buddy's there right now. So let's just send them a picture of the rock so he can go and see if he can find it.
Do you remember what the room was?
No. I was going to ask you.
I have it written down.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I'll send it to him and tell him to go look.
Yeah. I have it written down.
Yeah. He should be there right now, I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, we had intended to do a bunch of content creation. First day that we got there, we were just cranky because we couldn't sleep.
Right.
And then the second night was the same because there was all that going on. And then the third day, we went down to one of the pool areas to shoot a little solo thing. And I think we'd even gotten permission from the people at the front. Like, I went and asked.
Right.
They were like, yeah, as long as there's nobody there, we don't care.
They're like, it's just, obviously.
Don't film other people without their consent.
Right. They're like, that is our big concern, is the filming.
And you don't go to, don't do it in the nude side.
Right. They're like, if you're going to do it, go to the.
One of the private secluded pools, essentially.
Which there's a ton of. So it's not.
It wasn't a big deal. Right. But every time we went to go fucking film, somebody kept on coming.
Like walking by.
So we'd get a minute and a half through and then it would cut.
And then people would make comments about it too, and be like, "Oh, are you filming?" And we're like, "Yeah, we got permission. Yeah, but you're not supposed to." Permission.
And we were so fucking in our head at that time.
Right.
It was just we didn't want to cause drama. We didn't want to do anything. And it's like we spent all of this money essentially. Yes, we wanted a vacation, but really, it was a content creating mission.
It was supposed to be.
And it ended up getting totally fucked because we were in our heads and we just couldn't put ourselves out there. We weren't fully confident in what it was that we were doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that sucks. And I think the next time we go, it'll be different.
And I think, again, the not wanting to upset people and cause drama. And so people would walk by, or even if it was an employee, the employees, I don't think, cared.
No. And I've seen, I've seen my friends and stuff do videos there.
Right.
And it's like, yep, that's what I wanted to do too. But at the time, it wasn't just you. It was both of us. It was just, we just were not in that right mindset.
Right.
And then when we got to that new room, it was even harder to do because we couldn't even film in our room without getting people outside included.
Right.
Because you had to big floor to ceiling glass.
Right. You would have to almost film with your back to the water and film towards the front door, which is not as attractive as seeing I guess it's a bay, not the ocean, but the bay in the background. And, you know, obviously having people, and you can't blur them because most places won't allow that.
We're like, whatever, what we'll do is, you know, if we find somebody that's willing to film with us, then we'll
film us while we just do anything, something.
Whatever. We were just like desperate at this point. We realized we'd wasted the majority of our trip already and we had a few days left. And of course we decided I was going to try drugs that trip too. I decided to try X, which I'd always been excited about trying. And you can judge me if you want, I don't care. I trust the dude at Jamaica because typically these are the guys that come, you know, time after time and they have repeat customers.
Right.
They are not going to be able to deal with the consequences of giving somebody bad stuff.
Right. Because while the resort allows them to be on there, they don't give him explicit.
I don't think they allow him.
But I'm saying they don't give him explicit permission to be there. Beach. It's a public beach so they can walk on. But if they were to continually get complaints about bad stuff, they would kick him out.
I would assume. I don't know. There's a lot of assuming going on here.
Yeah.
But regardless, I'd seen other people do it. I talked to other people and I was like, okay, this is, nobody else has died from it. So
everyone seems all right.
So we had decided we were going to do it together.
Right.
And that we prepared everything. We made sure.
We spent an entire day prepping for it, which again, there goes another day.
Yes. And we're like, all right, let's do it. I felt nothing.
I felt everything.
I was like, it's a dud. And then meanwhile, you're over here feeling the fucking rain.
Right.
And being like, this is awesome. And then I'm like, okay, well, I obviously need another one.
Yes.
So I went and bought another one. Popped the other one. Yep. Nothing. Not a damn.
And the guy was like, are you sure? Like, are you on anything? And you're like, nope.
Yeah, I was on no antidepressants at the time.
Right, because he was like, no diet pills, no anything. Mess with it. And
I was totally clean from everything except for weed.
Right.
And completely immune to two
X.
Meanwhile, I know they worked because you were feeling the rain and being like, whoa.
And also my feet just like stopped working.
Yeah. And then our neighbor. Who got complete FOMO seeing us do it. Was like, I'm going to do it.
He's like, I'm going to get it.
His poor wife, who was suffering from this sunburn condition, she was allergic to the sun or some shit.
And which, just, like, terrible place to be allergic to the sun in Jamaica.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her. But you could tell he wanted to have a good time because she was cooped up. He was like, fuck it, I'm going to go do it. And she's like, okay, I'm going to bed. Have fun.
Yep.
And that was probably the funniest part of that whole night was watching him. And he felt it.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of a sudden, he comes up to me and he hands me his wife's lotion.
Yeah, the calamine.
The calamine lotion. It was the only thing that she had in Jamaica for this rash.
Right.
And he goes, here, man.
This is for you.
This is for you. And I was like, I don't need this.
Put it back.
Put it back. He goes, no, you need this. I said, no, dude, your wife definitely needs it. I am 100% sure she's going to wake up here any second and be like, oh my God, give me this. He goes, you need it more than.
We're like, nope, go put it back. Your wife needs it.
And he goes, nope. And he just insisted.
She goes, she doesn't need this.
And I was like, okay. And then he comes and he brings me a
bottle of Sprite. And he was like, hey, this is for
and
you.
And I'm like, dude, I've got a fridge in my room. Thanks. He goes,
you need it, though.
You need it. I'm like,
sure don't.
Cool. And then he came and gave me money.
Yeah, he goes, for the thing.
For the thing, dude. And I'm like, nope. So
we literally had a collection of stuff.
I put all of his stuff on his table. I made sure that his wife's calamine lotion was close to the door so that when she started freaking out, she'd see it.
Hopefully.
And she said she did.
Yeah.
And then I put his money under there and I put the soda over there and made sure everything got back.
You know, the Jamaican workers didn't just take it as a tip.
But it was, that was hilarious.
And then he walked in our room.
He walked into our room on accident, went pee, and then was like,
threw his hat down on like the dresser and he really, hey, trying to get him out. And we're like, again, it really doesn't matter. They're all the same. But, and then he starts walking back out and he was like, where the fuck am I? And we were like, hey, that's our room. And he was like, oh shit, we're like one over. And he was like, my bad, my bad. We're like, it's cool, whatever, but like, just funny.
But that was our first time ever trying something that illicit, I suppose.
Yes.
Zero out of 10 for me. So I think you were not too thrilled overall with it.
Because it was supposed to be something we did together. And it was making this dude that I didn't know kind of on that journey together. And I was already several hours ahead of him.
Which was also good, though, because it gave you the ability during the come down to see him going
still
in his full glory. Absolutely one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. It's hard to explain here, you know, but he went down to go swimming in the ocean
at night,
and which the security guards had to pull him out. Oh my gosh, it was. And I guess we should also mention this is all done butt-ass naked.
Yes,
which is probably what makes the story even better. I guess is the fact that we are on the nude side, so you are required to be nude when you are on the beach.
Right.
Even though our room was right there, we had to be naked.
Yep.
So we were all just
enjoying
it. And it was the three dudes and you. Totally non-sexual situation, considering where we were.
Three dudes?
Yeah, because remember the other neighbor on the other side.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him. Yep.
It was the most non-sexual situation I think I've been in Ajito, unfortunately. But
yeah, but it was still hilarious.
It was hilarious. But it led us essentially to the next day, be like, okay, we've got one more day to either film something or to do something, or else this whole trip is a waste. Literally, everything I've done,
but it's
everything I had tried to accomplish on that trip had been a pretty big failure, because that was also when I'd gotten high and got trapped by that couple.
Yeah, I saved you on that.
And I couldn't escape. You know, I just got way too high and making weed, which, whatever. Anyways. So we were like, we are on a mission. And we saw this woman who was like hooping on the beach that day. And our neighbor was like infatuated with her. He was like, I want to fuck that chick. And I'm like, I am not really into her. But like, okay. She's much older than us. She was like probably mid-50s.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not my thing. But like, she was fit. She was using like a 10-pound hula hoop on the beach. And she was up and down that bitch. She was definitely fit. And she was butt-ass naked, you know.
Yep.
So she was fine.
Right. But it wasn't like,
like, hey, I'm going to go chase after that.
Right.
But I guess she approached us.
Right.
And started talking to us and was like, hey, so I'm interested in doing some girl stuff. And you were like, I mean, I'm down. She goes, I don't want to fuck other dudes.
Right.
And I was like, I don't really care. Like, you know, if you guys just want to play, that's fine. Right. And then her boyfriend started talking about this technique that he does.
Yes.
It's sure to make you squirt. He goes, I'm going to have to try it on you. And we're like, and that's, I think, probably what made us start backing off.
Right.
Is he was just insistent on this thing he called the knuckle buster.
That's right.
And we're like, you go like this. You get your knuckles there. And he just goes, hard as you can, right? It don't matter.
It'll
eventually
come.
She'll come.
And but I hadn't even squirted yet.
No, you had not even squirted yet. And he was like, I can make you do it. And I hate that shit. I fucking hate it.
Like, I get it. Like, maybe it's worked on every other person, but like,
don't put that expectation down.
Right.
Don't sell it ahead of time. You're going to, I mean, you should discuss it first. Be like, how does this feel? And then go into it. You know what I mean?
And like, if it happens, be like, yeah, I've been able to do it with everybody. But
like, don't like sell it ahead of time, because that just gets her in her head. Because then all of a sudden she's, you know, feeling like she's setting you up for disappointment, you know, and now she's got expectations put on her.
For something that I've never done before.
Right.
So, like, I don't even know how to, like,
but we were,
do that.
We were still talking to them because she was the woman, the hula hooper. Yeah, I'll sign forms. I'll give you my ID.
Right.
Like, we can film. And I'm like, maybe. So we're talking to him at the nude pool. It's getting to, like, right around fuck o'clock, which is around 4:35.
Yeah, I'll say about 4:30.
We're all just kind of standing there. And they kind of, like, drift off to this other couple and start talking to them. We're standing there by ourselves. We're like, All right. And then this older Canadian couple comes over and
starts talking to us.
The woman's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I don't remember much. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't remember much.
Because I was drunk. I was high.
Yeah.
I was living my best life and I was getting ready to fuck already.
Right.
So I felt like I was already about to be like, let's go. And then kind of lost the momentum and somebody else just kind of stepped in to take over the energy.
Right.
But it was, they were interesting. I don't know their names.
We know they were Canadian. That was it.
We think they were close to what, 60?
Yeah, probably mid-50s, 60.
And we just started talking to them a little bit, and they were like, you guys want to go? And
do you want to go to the Grotto? And we were like,
yeah, sure, why not? So next thing I know, I think they sat you down first.
Yeah.
And
they very much took charge.
Yeah, she started eating you out.
Right.
Which was fucking hot.
Right.
And then after a few minutes, I grabbed her, put her up on the thing, and then you and I shared eating her out.
Right.
And then I believe after that is when we stood up and she started sucking my cock and you were sucking his cock.
Right.
And then she, I guess, had this thing where she really likes having two cocks in her mouth at once.
Right.
The she being the Canadian woman. So she was like,
Can I?
And I was like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm not gay, but, like, you know, it doesn't bother me. So she did that for however long she fucking wanted.
Right.
I wish we had condoms or something, because I think we all would have gone full and it would have been a blast. But we didn't discuss anything ahead of time.
There was no talk.
So this was, it was just a complete soft swap. And it ended up with, I don't even think I came in you.
I think so.
He busted in his wife. But it takes me forever to come. And it was already like, we realized that by the time he had come, the entire nude pool was empty. And they had the closed signs on the pool because they were doing the liquid testing and stuff. So the fact they even left us alone in the Grotto that long to just fuck was
impressive.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. But it wasn't even, it was that long.
I think it was longer than we thought it was.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't know.
I feel like we went in, because when we went into that Grotto,
That place was hopping.
Yeah. And when we left, there was not a soul.
But also, it's like one person starts to leave and it just kind of like everybody clears out. Because everyone knows, okay, you go, you either take a nap or you shower or whatever. And then everybody gets ready for dinner. And then maybe the other people, you know, nap. There's a whole,
I get
like,
it. I've just never seen it clear out
that quickly. And that we had no idea. And we came out, we were like, whoa. Like, we all four were like, this is wild.
But what was wild is, like, we were like, I wouldn't mind doing that again with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we still had, I think we had half of the next day or something.
Yeah. Like, the rest of the night. And then.
No, that was our last night.
It was our last night.
It was our last night.
We had the rest of the night.
We had the rest of the night still. So we were looking for them to, like, see if we could, like,
do more.
Identify them, even. Because we had no idea. I could not pick them out of a fucking lineup.
She was wearing a hat. That was all I know.
She had medium-sized tits.
She had her hair braided.
She was between 40 and 60 years old.
And she had, like, the two braids. Canadian.
She was shorter than me.
I have no memory of him. None.
So, hey, Canadian couple, if you remember fucking us. at Hedo, this would have been when?
April of 2023.
Yep. Hit us up. We'd like to, we'd go again. It was fun. Have another go. But yeah, I think that's one of the most random hookups we've had.
But yeah. Yeah. We even like looking at him, looking for him at dinner. And
we've looked for him afterwards in all of the Hedo groups that we were in to see.
Nothing.
We were like, nothing. Cannot.
We had an idea of like what city they lived in.
I don't remember any of that.
No, Bob, because I remember looking it up by that, but I don't remember now. But I remember, or maybe at the time we had an idea of what one of their names were at the time. I don't remember any of it now, but nothing.
Yeah, so I have no idea who it was that we played with, but it was.
It was fun.
It was a blast. And, you know, we definitely asked about testing and stuff first. We always do that. And, you know, just make sure everything's, you know, safe. But other than that, that's the most random one that I think we've encountered, at least for a couple. Because for us, it's really hard to kind of come across couples.
Right.
And again, I think it was more her being the dominant one. You don't even remember him.
Yeah.
He was just kind of in the background.
Yep.
So maybe don't reach out to us. Maybe it's awkward now. Maybe I just made it weird.
Whatever.
It's fine.
Anyways, next one.
So the next one is another Hedo story.
Yes.
And it's another soft swap because I feel like the soft swaps from Hedo have just been more natural.
Right.
Now, this one was less random because we had kind of formed a relationship with them throughout the day.
Right. It was all just one day. They were on a day pass, so.
But it was an interesting kind of like dynamic that we had never come across before, and the play was fun, you know, but it felt short. I think. But it was fun.
It was fun. But also, it could have been a lot longer than we really thought, too.
Yeah.
Because we had two different places that we played. It was near the hot tub, and then we went into that the little...
grotto thing.
Not the grotto, like the little, like, hut.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
So, that one was interesting, because there's also where we met them during that BDSM class.
Right.
So, we'd gone to this class, though, and we'd learned about a violet wand for the first time, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like kind of like static electric wand type thing.
Yeah, it doesn't zap. It's like one of those things where, like, put your hand near the glass and it kind of glows and your hands kind of tingle. And
yeah, and it goes like all over your body and stuff. And the instructor, for some reason, decided my first experience with it was going to be directly on my testicle.
Yes.
Do not recommend. Like,
yeah.
Never done electric
everybody
play
else
before.
Was like
everybody
getting,
else
like,
had
their
it like
leg,
yeah,
their arms,
their
head.
She comes up to me and just says, ball zap. Boom. Not recommended.
Again, we're all naked.
Yeah. I mean, look, I know they're tempting. I get it. But anyways, that was like, oh, what the hell?
But you still ended up buying.
Well, that's because I saw that they'd used it on another couple.
Right.
And they used it on the girl and it made her come.
Right.
And she was like, I'd never used anything like that before.
And she's like, I've never done any, like, felt like that.
And she, I'd never come in front of an audience like that before.
Right.
And it was hot and she was very attractive.
Yes.
Her body is an absolute 10.
Yes.
And she was with a guy that was,
he was good looking.
He was a guy. He was nice, but yes. I don't give any thought to that whatsoever.
Okay.
And she definitely stole the show as far as looks go.
Right.
She was beautiful. So we didn't really connect to them there. We just kind of like made that like,
but we noticed that they had the bracelet.
Yeah. They had a day pass bracelet on and we made the connection. They were there. So we saw them at the nude pool later and we were like, oh man, that orgasm, huh? Like,
we're like, that was an interesting class. And they're like, that was awesome.
Yeah. And they kind of like started talking to us and we just, you know, we hit it off really well.
Yeah. Like they were easy to talk to. I mean, they were definitely a little bit older than us, but not like,
as if, is everybody.
Right. You know, but it wasn't like significant.
They were 10 years older than us as right. opposed to 20 plus. So, but it was cool. They were easy to talk to. They were on a day pass. So, they couldn't come back to our room or anything, so that made things a little difficult. And we right. were still, this was, what, our second or third time going?
This was our, was it our second? It could have been our third.
One
of the two.
So
we
like,
went back to back. Not back to back.
The first and second we went back to back.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Either way, our anxiety was in full peak. So trying to make that connection, the opening move, I didn't know how to make that
right.
connection. I didn't know how to say, hey, do you want to fuck? You know, so
like, we didn't even know if they were like, fully open to that.
Right. Because like, they were married, but they weren't married to each other. They were right. in a consensual four-way relationship and their other spouses were at another thing. So we're like, obviously we know they're cool with fucking people that aren't their spouse, but like, how far does that expand?
Right.
You know, and then we finally got talking to him. And she was like, yeah, I'm really into girls and, you know, whatever. And I think finally after I felt like we were stalking them and they were stalking us and it was just like,
everybody was like all the prowl, but yeah. We didn't know how, and they didn't know. Cause they didn't want to like,
I don't even know how we like initiated it.
It was at the hot tub.
Well, but yeah, but I feel like we sat down and we were like,
maybe it was like too hot for me in the hot tub. So I just sat down with my feet in
and
the
then
water.
She asked if she could.
Right. I think that's what,
that's
it,
what
was,
it was.
Was that I was like, I wanted to be in the hot tub, but it was too hot in the actual hot tub. So I just kind of put my feet in, again, sitting there naked. And she just kind of like approached and we were like,
asked if she could each out.
Yeah.
And which is beautiful. I remember seeing her like the rear pussy, you know, over the water. She's
right.
eating you out and was like observing. And I'm just like, fucking A. This is heaven. This is why I have a Hedo tattoo.
And then from there we moved to the like,
well, I remember from
chairs.
There I played with her a little
chairs,
bit. Like I ended up fingering her.
Okay.
And I think he was eating you out or fingering you or something. And then we were like, hey, let's take a break in because it's getting hot.
Right, like
here.
It was hot
and let's go sit, go to the bathroom or whatever. So and then we'll go into the playroom, which is like the small playroom.
Right, like
outside.
It was right there.
So I remember as we were sitting there, him and I were like, you know, what's the rules? He's, let's just do soft. We don't need to go into all that other stuff. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Cool.
Whatever.
And then the girls came back and, you know, you guys played a bit. And I remember the highlight for you was that they understood that they weren't going to be able to make you come.
Right.
And that you had a vibrator that you took everywhere that we go to in Jamaica. Cause you wanted to be able to come.
Right.
When everybody else
and
does.
And it's small. So it's like small. This big.
And they were like totally understood. So as you basically got yourself off with the vibrator, we were all touching you, grabbing nipples, rubbing up and down the inside of your legs, sucking on things. And like you said, that was one of the strongest orgasms you'd ever had.
And I don't normally like come in front of a lot of people. I realize I do it on camera, but like, I don't know that everybody's watching, if that makes sense. So having an actual audience was, it was intense, like a good intense. So, but
this was well before we were doing all the filming too. So it was really one of your first experiences fully releasing in front of other people.
Right.
And I just remember like you had the goosebumps. You were just like, that was fucking awesome.
I just remember we all got really hot and we both were like, I could use a hair tie. And then we looked over, wasn't there a basket of hair ties? And we were like, holy shit. And we were like, so we both grabbed a hair tie because we were like, clearly the resort knows what they're doing. And so, that was pretty funny.
But after that one, we kind of chilled.
We went back into the pool.
We went back into the pool, which was freezing cold now at this point because we'd overheated ourselves.
Yes.
And we waited until midnight for the pizza to be served.
Yep.
And then we ate pizza. They had to leave by 1 or 2, I think.
I think it was, 1 or 2 because the resort tells you you have to be up by a certain time. But we were like, if you guys have time, stay for the pizza. Like, this stuff is... And
really, I think it's just because we're so drunk that it tastes that
good. It tastes good, but, yeah. But who knows?
Anyways, they ended up leaving and then...
But we had gotten to know each other kind of, you know, like...
Yeah, we talked. Information. We knew enough about personal information and stuff, but like, we should have exchanged info. And we were like, darn, we didn't do that. We were
like, dang it.
And
like,
then, was it?
But we knew we were leaving on a Saturday and they were leaving on a Saturday, but we didn't say like specific times the flights were. And we were going to different parts of the country. Yeah, we were going to different parts of the country. And so we were like, man, that was a missed opportunity. We're like, this sucks. And then we get on our bus to go back. It's like a 2-hour drive back. And then, because I remember I was like, I have to pee. And so bathrooms are right on the inside when you go into the airport. It was kind of crowded because it was a Saturday. And so all of a sudden you hear them yelling our names. We hear our names being yelled and we're like,
who the hell in Jamaica?
Well, nobody knows us here. And then we look over and it's them and with their spouses. And you could tell like the spouses were super excited and waving. And because like, it was obvious they had like, talked about it. And so we like, waved and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And so we just like dipped. And then afterwards, again, we were like, shit, like we really messed that one up. And then we had remembered some personal information. And so we looked on Facebook and we were able to find them. And so,
fuck it. It's weird, but we're just going to send the friend request. And so, hopefully they connected with us as well as we connected.
Well,
with
it
them.
Seems so because they were excited to like introduce us to their spouses. And so I sent along a message with it being like, if this is weird, go ahead and just delete me. I totally understand. And she responded, was like, absolutely not. She was like, I was dying to know more too. And she's like, and I just didn't, we should have made the connect. And we're like, yeah. And so we're still friends with them on Facebook. So, well, the two that we met, at Hedo. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a good, wholesome connection,
Right.
That it was just fun. There was no, crazy emotions and there was no drama involved. It was awkward because we were all awkward.
But those are our people.
Yes.
Are the awkward people, which is awesome because we don't get to find those very often. So
the last hookup story is another soft swap.
Okay.
And then we got 3 soft swaps.
That's all right. Sometimes those are the best.
They are because there's a reason they didn't go to full swap usually.
Yeah.
And this is one of those ones because this was a couple that we were specifically looking for people to film with in the Northern Virginia area at the time. So we kind of put feelers out and stuff. And this one couple reached out and they're like, hey, we might be interested in filming, but like, can we meet first?
Right.
Yeah. I think our kids were away for a day or two. Cause we had been able to meet them during the day. Cause they came over to our bar during the day.
Okay.
And, I was like, yeah, we can meet first. We can hang out. You know, we're open to doing some soft stuff or full, whatever. Let's just have fun. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they seemed close enough to like our type of people, like hobby wise. I don't think they were like super necessarily attractive to us, but like, they just seemed cool. It was probably one of our more meddling type ones. You know what I mean? Where we were just, again, not getting the responses we want, but like, let's do something fun.
Right.
So they came over and this guy grew his own weed and he was like, do you smoke?
And, you're
and
like,
I was like, oh boy, do of I. Course. And he goes, well, I grew this myself. It's OG Kush. It's like the original strain or something.
Yeah. He was like, I bred it with something else or whatever. And
he goes,
like,
I tracked it back. It's like some original strain thing. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. It's weed.
We were like, cool. Is it going to get me high? Great.
He goes, yeah. You want to smoke something? Like, yeah, cool. So
this is like probably 10 or 11 in the morning, like super early.
So this guy pulls out his jar of OG Kush.
Right.
And he rolls us up a joint and I hit it just like with everything else. I baby bird it to you.
Yep.
Outer fucking space, y'all.
Yeah, it was bad.
I've never been that high in my own home except for when I'd overdone it on edibles.
Yes.
I don't know what the fuck was in that weed, but holy
but
fuck.
But it was like a good feeling. It wasn't.
It was a really good feeling. It made me super happy.
Right.
Slightly anxious, but really horny.
Yeah, it was like just a floaty, like, you don't even know anything else is existing at the time.
So I was like, within a few minutes, once it started not making sense, I was like, y'all just want to go play?
Let's go.
And they're like, yeah, let's go. So we go down to the basement, and they were newer to the scene of right. swinging. Like, they said they'd only been in a month, but they were like, yeah, but we fucked like 10 people already. And I'm like, okay, well, first off, that was our first, you know, yeah. But slow down a little bit, because...
pop the brakes.
Yeah, we don't want to be catching anything, you right. know what I mean? So we kind of just did a little parallel play at first, and then the girls, I was like, hey, can I eat her out? And
right.
he was like, yeah, can I eat her out? I'm like, yeah, of course. So we did a little, you know,
swap
there, and then she had never eaten a girl out, I think, so she wanted to eat you out.
Right.
And then, you know, you ate her out, vice versa, and right. then the dicks come out, and you're like, hey, let me go to the bathroom real quick before we get to that. And as he pulls his dick out, he goes, oh, by the way, she bit my dick last week, so I've got a scab on it.
Right.
And he shows me his cock, and it's got a bite mark. And it's got, like, a green fucking scab on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, so maybe we don't do anything with that today.
Right.
Like.
Sorry, bud. But.
Like, I'm not sure how she bit it so hard to leave it like that. I'm not sure why you thought coming to play with us with a bite mark like that on your cock. And you thought my wife was just going to be like, yeah, let me suck this labbed cock.
I mean, I probably would have done it just because, like.
You would not have. I would not have let you.
No, but I meant, like, I think in my head, I'd be like, oh, well, I don't want to, like, disappoint anybody. But, like, at the same time, I would have been like, red flag.
That's why I step up and right, say it, because right. I know that you would have felt. Guilty.
Yeah.
But like, that's, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't have to feel that way, but that's the way society.
That should have been
puts
disclosed
it.
So much
earlier
from right. him. And for him to just assume that you were going to be fine with a cock that had possibly an infected bite mark on
right.
it. Like, of all the, it could have been a scratch. You know what I mean? But no, it's literally a tooth mark. Like, those things get fucking infected.
Yeah. It was bad.
So that essentially put a full break on almost everything at that point. And I was like, all right, you just want to be done?
Yeah.
And they basically awkwardly left. There was no communication afterwards. They blocked us.
Yeah.
Immediately when they left the house, they blocked us on the messaging app.
Yeah.
And I was like, whatever. I don't care. Because that shit was gross.
It was like, wild. Because it's like, what... And maybe it was...
Maybe that was his plan, is get us high, and then we won't care about his fucking gross bit.
And maybe it was like, she really wanted to do things, and he was like, but I still want to play. And she's like, yeah, but like, look at this thing. And they're like, well, maybe they're not going to care. Maybe it just will never get to that. And I don't know. It was weird. So, like, and maybe they got what they wanted as far as, you know, the girl-girl stuff. But like,
no, I mean, that's really... Something like that is just as bad as having fucking herpes or something. You know what right. I mean? Like, the risk...
is not worth any of that.
No, Not at all. That's just disgusting to me.
Yep.
So those are our three soft swap stories. Awkward or not, you decide. We don't have a preference. Like somebody asks us, hey, full swap, soft swap. We are into the situation, y'all. Like,
so whatever they are comfortable with, we are probably equally as comfortable with. To an extent.
Yeah, there's obviously, but like, we don't mind lowering our play level. Let's
say that. It doesn't have to be full swap every single time because sometimes the soft swaps are
parallel plays fine too.
Right, those are almost not better, but they have their own merits to them being good versus
it's a comfortable excitement as opposed to a unknown excitement.
Right,
it's like, hey, look, you can see what I'm doing with my partner. We're getting a good show. We're giving you a good show. We know you're watching us.
Right,
vice versa. That shit's fun to me too.
Right.
But some people, there's plenty of couples that are just like, nope, it has to be this way.
Right.
It has to be.
It's like, full swap. I mean, whatever. I get that. But
they don't want to waste time or whatever. And we get the not wanting to waste time. Trust. Because
we also don't.
And that's why we just don't play with people most of the time. Because the second you do something that wastes my time, I'm fucking done with you.
Yep.
I have too much going on to have you possibly be a pick collector or somebody that's not serious, somebody that's just fantasizing and wanting to role play with me.
Right.
I have no fucking time for that. So
right. That's why we do it on our sites.
And we have so many hoops for people to jump through and people get stuck in the hoops, right? Like they will have people that'll like go through two and then they won't message me on that last one. Because typically there's 2 to 3 platforms I make them kind of follow us through.
Right.
Just to make sure, one, that they're real. Because there's been plenty of people go, oh, I can't get on this because I'm banned on that. And I'm sorry, like, if I am excluding you because of that and you have a legitimate reason, sucks to be you.
I've had virgins be like, hey, well, you know, will you message my husband on Snap? And they're like, I don't have Snap. I'm like, well, you're going to want to get it because I'm done talking to you here. I've told you where to go. And some will go out of their way to do it. And they'd be like, hey, so I did make one. I'm like, cool, we can move on. Or like others, you'll just never hear from them.
We just have to get to a point to where like, you are not the person talking to them because that's where we end up wasting time is right. People that are like, ooh, I'm getting freebies. I'm
right.
You know, I'm getting to know her.
Right.
No, like, you got to pay to do that shit. That is literally what we get paid for. So the amount of guys that would be willing to do that and then just bail last minute is because
they got their rocks off.
That's,
like,
all you would be doing all fucking day long.
For free.
For free. And it's just not going to fly. Right. So, anyways, what an episode. This is a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one. At least I think.
It was fun. You know, yeah. Make sure you guys check out all of our links. I've got 2 male masturbator reviews that are up on the hub right now. If you want to go check those out. We've got one from Kiru.
Yep.
And we've got one from Brazzers. And Brazzers tried to eat my dick again, and I got it on camera this time.
Yep.
We could not get that motherfucker released.
Nope.
That was... I didn't like it. And you can see the aftermath of my purple dick.
Yep.
On that video, too. But if you want to see stuff on the hub, there's some freebies on there if you want to check them out. But the good stuff, y'all, I'm telling you, the good stuff is behind the paywall. And you think, hey, this stuff that they have up on the hub is pretty good. I get it. It is good.
Yeah.
But it gets so much fucking better.
Yep. Check out the other stuff. It's better.
Anyways, virginitysnatchers.com, awkwardpillowtalk.com, awkwardtalk.com. And thanks again for giving us your ears and give us some money now. Thanks.